And then back at the Classic of the Country, I'm Matt Croy. And game four of the Classic saw Magnificat get a 30-21 win over West Branch. I'm alongside a couple Magnificat players right now, that being Izzy Wilson. She's a sophomore. She had 8 points in that contest. And also junior Elise Laporte, she had 7 points and 6 rebounds as well. And alongside me, we'll talk to Izzy first of all. Really kind of a low-scoring game. Can you talk about just the way the game kind of played out?
I think we both are just really good defensive teams, so we were playing super good defense, and I think just the environment, we had to kind of adjust to just getting into our sets and making baskets.
Yeah, I think we really just fell back on our defense then.
Sometimes you have to do that because the shot's always going to fall, right? So defense has to be a staple, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of, they're talking about the program, Magnificat here. What makes Magnificat successful, do you think?
I would say just every day. You put 110% effort into every single thing we do. We always go as hard as we can and just lift each other up, because one bad play leads to another. So we know we just need to pick each other up and just keep pushing through.
How about you? Just talk about more about your role on the team, do you think, individually?
I think my role is mostly just to go in and, like, guard usually their best offensive player and just try and limit them, like, as best as I can. And then, like, shots will fall if I get them, and steals will come just because we're all such good defenders and we help each other.
Absolutely. How about just, your role as well?
I would just say on defense, just picking up their point guard, just pressuring the whole game, trying to tire them out, to let other people try to get steals, and then offensively looking to score, but also I feel like just a good assist, always looking for the open player and just keeping the ball moving.
Now, if you would kind of both talk about just what it's like to get a chance to compete in an event like this at the Classic of the Country.
It's really fun just because it's such a, like fun environment, and it's loud, and I think it was a good experience for all of us, especially as we like move towards postseason to play in big events like this.
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of us are new here. A lot of this is our first team's like first time being in the Classic in the Country. So I think just this environment, new, we stepped it up and we just like took it.
All right. Now, you mentioned postseason, getting ready for postseason. Kind of looking toward the second half of the year, what you guys are kind of focused on here the second half of the season.
The
second half of the season, getting geared up toward postseason, what are some things you're kind of focused on the second half of the year?
I think a big thing we need to focus on is just, like, staying together. And, like, we start off the game really slow, but we pull it together. And, like, I think postseason, it's just, like, all you have to do is just win. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Like, we stress, like, just win, like, at the end of the day. So mistakes are going to happen, but as long as we stay together and just do what we do best, which is our defense, we'll be fine.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. Just even if we're not getting the calls we want, or we're not getting stops on defense, just pushing through, and yeah, at the end of the day, a win is a win.
Well, congratulations on the win here today, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Okay, once again, it's Magnificat who got the win, 30-21 over West Branch. Izzy Wilson had 8 points, and also Elise Laporte with 7 points and 6 boards in that victory. More reports coming from the Classic in the Country. I am Matt Corey reporting for WKLM.